This is Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
Today we live in a world where there's a lot of upheaval, even in our own society. But imagine a world without any governmental systems. Chaos would reign, and people everywhere would self-destruct. You see, God has established governments to be His servant to all people and all places at all times. Listen to what the Apostle Paul wrote in Romans chapter 13.
Let everyone submit to the governing authorities, since there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are instituted by God, for it is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, because it does not carry the sword for no reason. For it is God's servant, an avenger, that brings wrath on the one who does wrong.
When you hear the words God's servant, we must understand that Paul was not using these terms in the same way he used them of himself, of church leaders, and of all of us as Christ followers. We're all to serve one another in love. But here Paul states that government leaders, pagan though they may be, become God's servants to maintain law and order in a sinful world that would deteriorate into chaos without this divine plan. And generally speaking, this kind of respect and submission is for our benefit. However, we must remember that Paul was not teaching us to submit to leaders when they order us to violate God's will. We still serve a higher authority. So here's the principle to live by. To live in God's will, we're to be good citizens. However, the Bible also teaches us that there are times that we must obey God rather than men.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. To hear today's principle again, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.